What are you listening to?
Another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of everybody's favorite podcast.
Woo!
I love how I look to you and I'm like, please woo, please woo.
Please give me some energy back.
Now it's a very special episode today because we have our first guest of the year. And we're going to return to a little game we used to play where, I mean, it's not really a game, but we're going to use one word each to describe our guest.
Sorry, who's getting like cramped from staying out of the frame.
Guys, we're trying to do some video today and we've made our poor little guest bend over the table so she's out of frame. But all right, let's get into this quick. Maddie Proud, what's the word you would use to describe
dolphins?
Maddie Turner?
Well, that gives it away, but I've got a few words. Cheese and bacon buns.
Yes. Bottomless pit.
I've got three words, but they go together. Little sister energy.
Yes.
I see that.
So without further ado, please welcome Sophie Barnes.
Yay!
How's your back?
Well, lucky my arm's long enough that I didn't have to extend too far.
Okay, flex.
We also think Sophie's bad luck because the first time Sophie came in, the recording of her podcast didn't work. So,
and hey, that was this one might not.
That's true. That was the most like epic episode as well. We had to redo it, and we were all caught in this like, well, mainly just me, confusion between talking about what we talked about last time, but nobody had actually heard it. But anyway, this time we started the podcast, started talking, then we realized this sucks. Let's start again. But luckily, we started again because we'd not pressed record.
It's a sign from the gods.
But Maddie Turner, what was the reason that we were so disheveled? You said that there was a reason because you kept looking at something.
Oh, yeah, we're filming and I'm looking at myself.
Actually, this brings
I'm
up
very
my,
distracting.
This brings up my first question of the podcast. When somebody's on like FaceTime or on Zoom, you guys were looking at the other person or
no,
you looking at yourself?
Don't ask me what they're wearing,
really?
What they're doing.
I'm looking at them.
I deliberately put the square like right next to the camera. So it kind of looks like you're looking at them, but you're not.
Well, I even caught myself. I think Sarah Clough will attest to this, that the other day after our practice match against the Lightning, we got absolutely flogged and we're in the change rooms after the game, but I was really distracted by the fact that where
the
I was
mirror.
Sitting, there was a mirror. And Sarah at one point like looked at me being like, are you looking at yourself in the mirror? And I was like, yes, but I'm trying to be really serious, but I can't help staring looks myself. We actually got rid of some of the mirrors in our rehab room at Apple Central because Bridie kept getting so annoying because we all were looking at ourselves.
Oh my God, how funny.
I'm so vain.
So thanks for coming on today. We know that there was so many volunteers from the Swifts camp especially that really wanted to be here and we chose you of all the volunteers.
I'm so grateful. I feel really loved and wanted.
So for those listening at home, I put out a message. We were really well, we want to try and get Sophie Garvin because Team Girls Cup's coming up and we're like, we'll get someone that's in sorry, Soph. So Sophie can do it, and then I was like, oh, I'll just put a message out in the Swifts chat, and crickets, absolute crickets. And then little Miss Sophie Fawns came to Maddie Turner at home and said,
well, she actually said, well, like, if no one says it, I can't. Like, as in, like we're doing her a favor, like, going, you know, like.
I can try and fit it.
Or really,
into
she's like, please pick me. Please pick me. Please pick me.
Oh, I'm so happy. When I found out Sophie wanted to be back, I was so happy. This is your podcast. You're the best friend of the podcast.
Oh, thanks, guys. I said, I love doing this podcast because I just literally get to sit with a microphone and talk shit.
Five star yappa.
Which is why today's segments include yep, yapping and chit-chat-chatting.
Yeah, wasn't that? Oh, no, I don't know if we discussed that last week. We did, didn't we? That Sue had come back and
the
said.
The chit-chat.
Yeah, the chit-chat's
back.
We love
back. The chit-chat.
Oh, well.
Do we want to go through some feedback from last week?
Just because you've got some good ones.
Go on, Maddie Brad.
I've got some good ones for somebody. Sorry, guys. I'm just having to get the messages up on my watch because my phone's using the camera. Maddie, turn away. So my mum, let's just also say that my mum, I didn't tell you guys this, well, you would have been able to see when I sent you the screenshot, but sent with Siri. So she's sitting in her car listening to the podcast and she's obviously saying this into her car. Matthew has the best voice. He should be on radio.
Irks me.
You just said face for it. Correct. Okay. That was just like word vomit. I didn't mean it in the way that I meant it. I just said that in the way that I said the soccer goal thing last week when it was a touchdown. Oh, no, touchdown try.
Remind me to return to a story about his face.
Sorry, Matthew. I didn't mean that. You've got a beautiful face. And now my Catholic guilt's coming into play because that's what my mum said my second thing was. She said, I'm glad to hear you still have some Catholic guilt, so don't say the Lord's name in vain again. But the thing was, that wasn't even what I did. It was when I swore. It wasn't when I said God's name in vain. But
you don't care about that.
Anyway, mum, thanks for the chit-chat, mum.
Speaking of Matthew's face, the other day we were watching Titanic and I can't even remember how it came up, but we were saying like, we're talking about Leo DiCaprio in that movie because it's honestly stunning.
Sophie hasn't seen it.
Oh, this is what we're going to get into later.
That's a game we should play, is if she's seen it or if she hasn't seen it.
That'll just make me angry.
She'll say no to everything.
Anyway, we're saying something like, imagine like saying no or blah, blah, blah to that. Like, look at that moneymaker. And then out of nowhere, this guy over here just goes, what would you say your moneymaker is? Because it's not your face.
Savage.
And I went, I'm so sorry, what?
Because
it's
like, his
oh, well, it's not mine
because
either. It's not mine either. But what's your actual moneymaker? It could be Matthew's.
What did you say, though?
I said my charming person.
Correct.
I mean, I said a couple other words before that. Okay. So
I thought it was the fact that you read now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this?
You're a reader?
Maddie Proud. Oh, my God.
She's a good way. She's got an addictive personality. I'm a bit scared.
I have started Fourth Wing.
Oh, stop it.
And
you'd
I am
be obsessed.
Like 19 chapters in. And I started it
on Sunday
night.
It's just big. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It got me in straight up.
What? Is it the soft done. Porn element that you like, or is it the.
It's not happened.
You might, it doesn't happen for a while. It's a slow burn.
The dragon's got
I think
in.
It just like, it started and there was no fluffing around. Yeah. It just was like, right, so I'm at the dragon trials. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember when I was at the
So relatable.
Finally, someone's speaking my language.
But I don't know why I kind of like said forever that fiction is not going to be for me because. Non-fiction, sorry.
Fiction.
Yeah, you looked at me weirdly and I was like, what? Was not going to be for me
because
I'm like,
I looked at you weirdly because, yeah, that's why I looked at you weirdly, being like, you like movies, you like, why would. Yeah.
Silly me. And I don't know why I thought I'd be like, oh, dragons. Oh. Next minute, I'm like,
I want a dragon.
I'm like sending things to Turner being like, this bitch got two dragons.
I end up getting like, I'm now on like the TikTok side of Fourth Wing of like what the characters would look like the AI characters and like who would play them.
I've done Googled like to help me visualize the characters. Well, but for me, the person who I think is going to be the love interest, guess who I've casted?
Zayden. Oh, as Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when he's Anakin Skywalker.
So I know you're a bit quiet right now because you can't relate because you don't watch anything or don't do anything.
Yeah.
Or do anything.
I do things. I haven't read Fourth Wing yet.
But Sophie, you are a big reader, aren't you?
You are a big reader, aren't you? Yeah.
I am a reader, yes. Not as big as Turdy, but.
Nah, she's a reader.
I'm a reader.
You're like you're into fantasy though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between is my reading not fantasy?
I would say it's similar.
So but you're making it out, like this is what I'm confused about. You're saying I can't believe I didn't like fiction because I love drags and that, but not all fictions. Like fiction, like Grace on the Court is fiction. Like you're talking about a specific genre, which is fantasy.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Yeah. But I'm with it. I'm
not
following.
Real. Unicorns fantasy.
I'm with it. All right, well, we're going to give Sophie an intervention. Maybe I need one too.
Subgenre, there you go.
Subgenre, okay. All right, how about we take a quick break and then we'll jump back into it and we're going to get into some Sophie stories and a Sophie intervention.
Okay.
Sophie slays. Sophie slays.
Maybe some Sophie slays.
Slays story time.
Without further ado, let's get into some of Sophie's stories because we haven't even started and Maddie Turner is like crying of laughter.
Well, when Sophie said she'd come on, I said, make sure you have a list of stories because like there's a few things that have happened that are quite funny. But like she's literally written her list and the way she's...
like headlines?
Yeah, headlines and with like dot
they're
points. Like,
they're you just little prompts so I
okay,
know
okay, I've
to
got a
about.
Challenge now. Maddie Turner, you have to say the story as a headline and then Sophie has to say like the plot of the story. But you've got to like make it a headline.
She's made one of them a headline.
Okay, do it, do it.
What's the headline?
Concert maniac.
Oh. What?
Okay, now we need the juice.
Concert maniac.
No, it's just like I've never gone to a concert before. So the first time I ever saw
what?
No. Pause. Wait for the story, man.
Oh, so, that's what you do to me.
So the first time I ever like saw a band live or anything like that was at Splendor last year in July.
Yeah.
And then I sort of like went to Spilt Milk, went to Changing Tides, and then I reckon 5 weekends in a row I've seen artists every weekend.
She's got the bug.
Okay.
She's amazing. Sophie Gigrat forms.
And I'm like, I've never gone to literally a concert in my life and now
I can't wait for band shirt day. You've gone to what?
I've gone to 5 in a row. I went to Taylor Swift. Then the next week, the Jonas Brothers. Then the next week, G Flip. And then I went to Fred again. I just bought a last minute ticket and went by myself.
That is the biggest.
And you went to Noah Kahan.
I went to Noah Kahan by myself also.
Pink? Did you go to Pink?
No, I turned that one down.
Oh. Apparently she's too young for that.
I never said that. I just said. Now you gaslighting. She's in
her. Here we go with the gaslighting.
She's in her festival era.
Can you explain?
Leave me alone. I'm young.
Run through like going to a concert. Run through like going to a concert by yourself. Like, how early do you get to the concert? Like, what do you do when you get there? Like, what
did you make friends?
Yeah. The Noah Kahan one was kind of hard because the Sixers were playing. So I meant to meet up with Maddie Proud, and she left me, but fine.
No. I texted you exactly where I was, and then you said, "My friend Mila's here. I'm going to see her." Yeah.
I initially was going to the concert, and then as I was entering the gate, my friend was also there.
Liar.
So I went with her.
Let the facts
but
show.
The Fred Again concert, my friend who I got the ticket off told me that the pre-act started at 6:30, but that Fred Again doesn't come on till 8:30. And I was like, I'm just going to take your word for it. So I sort of got there at 6:30 and then I just sort of fluffed around for a bit outside the front being like, I'm really hungry. Do I go get food? What do I do? And then I just went in and sat and just watched the pre-act. And then
did you have a seat?
I did have a seat.
Oh,
yes.
Thank God. See, I thought that would be worse if you got no seat and you're there by yourself.
Yeah, no. I had a seat. And then, I just watched the concert and then went home.
I'm just going to say it. I don't get the Fred Again, like,
I'm very
thing.
New to it. I know one song.
But, like, I also, and I mean, you guys, so if you have explained it to me a bit more because, like, the idea of just going and seeing a DJ is, like, I could just listen to that on the radio. I get that you're saying he sings and he plays instruments and things like that, but, like, I just don't think I get it.
But it's like, it's the atmosphere. Because I feel like when you listen to the song, you're like, oh, it's good. But when you're there in real life.
But do you feel like you need to be like drunk in a club? Yeah. Or can you do it sober on a Tuesday night?
Definitely, people oh, they were definitely on drugs. But I was sober and I liked it.
So would you just say it's like kind of like felt like you're in like a nightclub, you're just dancing, you're just like going crazy?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was sitting down.
I'm more saying, like, explain the difference with, like, Fred Again to, like, a Taylor Swift.
Maddie, you're 30. You're too old.
Oh, well, Taylor Swift was, like,
a you're not going to make Fred Again happen.
Like, Taylor Swift was, like, a performance.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching it. But, like, Fred Again, I don't know. It was just really interesting to see how he, like,
Fred Again's my age, by the way, so don't tell me I'm too old.
How he, like, creates it there and then.
Yeah, like so he kind of like an Ed scratch. Sheeran, like, looping sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
Fred Again, Ed Sheeran, same I mean, like, tomato, tomato.
Sorry, Fred Again.
You've not sold this at all.
Sorry.
All right, what's our next headline?
Out of all of them, who was the best?
Taylor Swift.
Just checking.
Jonas I'm Brothers satisfied. Is at the bottom of the list.
I'd be worried if they weren't at the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Maddie and I sort of just sat there and were like, well, I know... That's this cool. song.
Do you know what? I appreciate you guys for that because, so long story short, for those listening at home, we'd come back from Melbourne. My friend managed to get us Jonas Brothers tickets, but we didn't land until like just before, like quite late. We were all exhausted. I, at the last second, was like, I can't sit through a 3.5 hour. I was the moment I got the tickets, but not the next day. Anyway, but I'm just saying, it was like, we also didn't realize that the Jonas Brothers concert is like an ears tour. Like it's like 3.5 hours.
You're watching it the weekend after the ears tour. So it was so lame. Sorry.
Correct.
The tickets
but
are free.
What I was going to say I appreciate with you guys is like, you know how somebody misses, like say like I hadn't gone. I feel like some people go like, oh, it was the best night ever. Like you guys, you missed out. Like even if it was like only semi-good, I just love that you guys were so honest about it. You're like, it was good for about 3 songs and then we had a power nap and then we weren't into how like little they got into
Did
camp.
Power nap during the concert?
She literally put her head in her hands and was like, I'm going to have a quick nap. Yeah.
But I think that's a sign of a good person when you're willing to admit when, like, just because someone, like, I feel like I thought you guys were going to rub your own nose no matter what, just be like, it was the best night of our life.
We also were like, they look tiny. They were tiny.
The old short tiny.
All right. There's a few other things. Next headline.
So for you choose which one you want to talk, you want to say.
We're going on the Fred Again concert. I came out and I had a missed call from my sister and my dad. My dad rang me twice and my cousin. And I thought, ooh, something's wrong. But then I thought, if my oldest sister rings me, then I know something's wrong. So I sort of just messaged him and was like, I'm at a concert. Don't talk to me. I'll ring you after.
T2AL.
It's like, I don't know, maybe 10:45, 11 o'clock at night. Ring my sister. I'm like, how are you going, Liv? And she was like, oh yeah, just wondering if you've heard the news. And I was like, oh
my God,
what's happened? And she goes,
sorry, I know I'm laughing, that's so bad.
She goes, Katie's just been in a car accident. And I was like, oh, is she okay? And
no, then, that was
no. She said, is she okay? And I said, is she okay? And Olivia said, yes. I said, oh, well, womp, womp.
Okay, I think you need to have some Catholic guilt now because I've got a lot for you saying.
Fine. Olivia's the most anxious one out of all of us, and if she's not crying, everything's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
It's true.
Wait, but there's a backstory to this.
Oh,
this is spooky stuff.
So Katie reckons she was cursed because literally every time she would drive a car,
I don't think I've heard this part.
She would like hit an animal. I can accidentally kill an animal.
What has she killed? What's the track record?
She's killed a lizard, a bird, and I think a bunny rabbit.
Oh. Can you not say bunny rabbit like that?
Someone's pet bunny rabbit, sorry.
So anyway, enough that it's like, this is not an accident anymore. So she was, our like family friend came over to like sage her of her spirits and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the first, you're supposed to get three. So the first one, like Katie felt really sick, and then the second one she threw up, and so you're not supposed to get sage.
This is post accident?
No, this is pre accident. Then you're supposed to get sage a third time, but because she threw up, you're not like supposed to leave the house because she hasn't had her third sage yet.
Okay, wait, sorry, let's rewind. I have so many questions. So this person that came to do the saging, is she like a sage expert? Is she like what?
Yeah,
what
very like spiritual.
Is like I don't what know I don't pra- I don't know anything about this. Is she like a witch?
Yeah, does
is
she practice? She, oh. People go to her and get readings.
Is she a clairvoyant?
No.
Is she a?
She's just a family friend who believes in spirits.
Okay, so her
she's
like
a ghost hunter.
She doesn't. She's not a professional.
No,
yeah, sager.
Not a professional.
So hang on. So sorry, this all happened. Like how long ago did this happen?
I love. Wait, can I just interject that? Sophie told the story and none of us in our house asked any questions. So you guys.
Well, I'm just like, I mean, literally. Saging, I don't know about you, but saging isn't something I talk about every day.
No. I mean, that happens in our house.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we got a video of you last night saging the house.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
That was because Katie staying tonight. Anyway, so Katie.
What? Oh, my God. So, like, you're so worried about it that you don't. Oh,
so she's had her two of three
she's
sages.
She's had her two of three sages. Then you're supposed to, like, bunker down and not go anywhere.
Well, you literally, like, you can't leave the house.
You're not supposed to leave the house for 24 hours.
How long in between each saging is there?
Like, you just sage, like, see how you feel. If you feel sick.
Are you talking minutes, hours, days?
No, you just, once you're done.
So, like, she saged us last night and she was like, how do you feel? And all of us said, we're fine. And then Sarah's like, I feel so sick.
And I was like, don't even play about that.
And so then you wait a couple, so then you wait a couple of minutes and then you go again.
Yeah, I guess.
And you did it three times.
I'm
not
the sager.
No, but did you do it three times to these girls?
No, because no,
they felt fine.
So no spirits are in us.
Oh, so she felt shit. So you did a second one. She then vomited.
Yeah. Then so
that's a spirit coming
she vomited,
out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is that what that means?
She's been cleansed. So you're not supposed to leave the house for 24 hours. Like, keep yourself safe, vibes. Anyway, she got in a car and drove, and then got in a car accident, and then she had to spend the night in hospital because of her injuries.
Hey, that's kind
stop
of
it. So, yes, so, right? So within kind of the 24 hours that she was meant to be bunkering down, stop it.
I know.
And I feel then, like I guys, should get saged, but I'm too scared to.
I think I'm gonna vomit.
And then guess what?
Oh no!
She went to get.
Sorry, God.
She went to get like. The shit she left in the car, like her glasses, her like room key. The car's been stolen from the side of the road.
As if we were not going to have you on.
How have I not heard about this story yet?
Because she told us three times.
Is this back home?
Because no, this was in Sydney.
But in Sydney, that's the thing, that she wasn't even driving her own car. She drove a friend. My freaking days.
Yep.
Smudging. Is that what, sorry, Matthew's just done some research.
She's not allowed at any Swift game.
Smudging is, is that how, is that the cleansing?
How spooky.
Like when you're saging, you're smudging.
But the thing about Katie as well is, you know when Sam did her ACL?
Stop, yeah.
Sorry.
She there.
The week later, Katie did the exact same thing at the same time. Like same minute as Sam did her ACL.
What's wrong with your
How
sister?
Spooky is that? So I know.
Scary.
Call is coming from inside.
Okay, I need to know more questions. So that happened. She had the car accident. She went to hospital, but now she's okay. Has there been a saging performed since?
She did get bathed in, I don't know, our family friends in Malaysia were like, you have to bathe her in these rose petals. And
wait, can I just, like that. This, is the initial saging a Malaysian thing?
Yeah, I think okay. just in our.
But okay, was it a family?
I'm going to take back.
Wait, but
some
did
of
the family
laugh.
Friend, they were in Sydney. No, they were here when they did the right. original one.
I thought it was like a Tree of Life situation.
The
not
practical
a,
oh, benefits no, of rose petals. We've always done it. In okay. Bath.
But if she's done three stages, right?
Yeah.
And then if you go again, do I then have to do another three for it to?
Nah, you just see how you feel after the first
Oh, the
one.
Rules kind of.
Sophie has no idea about the rules.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You just.
Do you believe in it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so creepy.
But my mum was a big believer in ghosts.
Have you had any ghost experiences?
No, thank God. But when Sarah said she felt sick, I was like, this is because you did a freaking Ouija board when you were 13.
She's going to get mad that you told the world.
We've all done Ouija
Maybe
boards.
Cut that
I
out.
Never did one. I wanted to, but I never
don't
did.
Don't do it.
It opens
don't
the door.
Do it. Yeah. If you're vulnerable, then the spirits like clean to
So
you.
When you watch movies like Paranormal Activity and that, do you believe in all of that?
Yeah.
She hasn't watched that movie, let's be real.
But I haven't watched. I've watched Paranorman.
That's the cartoon one, isn't it?
Paranorman.
No, it's like a cartoon thing. Paranorman. Yeah, that thing. We'll show you all the listeners witches. At home the photo. But Sophie, I remember when you told me about your like fun facts. You had a lot about witches.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sophie's losing it here.
I do know a lot about the witches.
So is that something?
Not so much anymore.
Like the trials?
Yeah. Well, I had to study it as a subject in school.
What subject?
Did you also study staging?
History.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who here would be burnt first? Who would be accused of being a witch first?
In this room?
Yeah.
Maddie Turner.
She didn't even have to think
she
about that.
Dada.
What's the Why? Reasoning?
She's a sneaky little
girl. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're on every week. I'm leaving. You're
I'm actually just,
spot.
Like, still a bit, like,
shook.
How spooky is it?
How is she now? Is she okay?
She's fine. My dad took the car off us.
Sorry, can I just ask a really, like,
bus everywhere?
Practical question? Oh, those poor bus passengers. oh, dear. Let's hope her Opal card gets declined.
Invited to no
Is
games.
It actually sage? Like, so you just grab bits of sage?
Oh, no. Well, mine's in, it's in, like, a bundle, and then you light the bundle, and then you...
Okay, lots to learn.
That was only the second story. She's got.
Okay, she's showing me Matthew's showing
us
a smudge
stick.
Oh, okay. So in light, but and then you light it on fire and you hold it while it's on fire in your hands.
Yeah, and you just. I mean, it's not actually on fire. It's just like burning, like
burn,
hot.
Burn, begin. So,
but no, you know, it's not like flames.
Oh yeah,
it's like an incense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big into the incense.
Oh God. Lie down.
Actually, I must admit, when Sophie got back from. Christmas. I happened to be at the girl's house when Sophie and her family arrived back from their Christmas holiday to Malaysia. You went to Malaysia.
Yeah.
I honestly thought you guys were starting up an incense shop. I was like, how'd you get this through customs? This is a business enterprise.
Yeah, and she gave me the shit one.
So I was many. Like, literally, she just kept pulling it out and pulling it out and pulling it out. And I was like, well, there's
yeah,
enough.
Everyone
for
the
box.
Go wrong.
So exactly. They all smell good.
With incense. I love incense.
Yeah. You can take some of mine. I got lots.
You can have mine.
Thanks. Yeah, Maddie got a dud one. It smells like wood fire.
You gave it to
it's
me.
It's all from the same package, man. I don't know why it smells like
all
wood.
All right, let's see what other headline we've got in here.
Oh, there's so many, but I kind of want to stitch you up and make you tell a story about just having a student discount and having a housemate abuse this.
Yeah. I get really nervous lying. I get really sweaty and I can't lie. So
Catholic guilt.
Something happens to the best of us.
So Sarah wanted to go buy a new laptop and like new gadgets and whatnot. And I've got a student discount because I'm a student.
What?
And she wanted to use my 10% discount for a laptop, but I was like, I'm so nervous, Sarah. I don't think I can walk in there and ask for the laptop. And she was like, Sophie, this is the exact model I want. This is the gigs. This is the colour.
She's got her on like a headpiece walking
but
through.
But you made her go get it.
She literally she gives me her card. Yep. She gives me her card and I walk in and I'm like shaking. I've also got PTSD from this stupid Apple store too.
That's a story for another day.
Yeah. Anyway, I walk in and I'm like, I show up the photo of the one she wants. I'm like, this please.
Hang on, wait. I've also had to go along.
Maddie's also had to come in with
me. Because she couldn't go by herself.
Do you not think they have bigger fish to be frying rather than Honestly, Sophie Fawns is
But I love how it's gone from being Sarah buying a laptop to Maddie and Sophie going to buy Sarah a laptop.
I was just
Sarah runs this show, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Anyway, so and then cute. I'm like,
I walk off in about 5 minutes.
She does. They're like, just go stand by the Mac table, we'll bring it to you. And I was like, okay. And I'm standing there for like,
I think she put a step,
minutes.
You put a foot in the door, you're like, here's my ID. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, I did. When they first showed me, I was like, I've got a student discount. Do you want to see my ID?
You obviously never went out underage.
And then.
So like, do you want to see my assignment?
And then I was waiting at the table, and then they came over and they're like, new laptop. And I was like, yeah. Like, I didn't just buy one a few months ago. And I was like, yeah, brand new. And they're like, oh my God, like, so exciting. What are you studying? And I was like, just telling them about my degree. And I'm like, here's my student ID.
Like, show it to them. God, she's shaking.
Like, okay, cool. And I was like, I'm so sweaty. And they're like, would you like to set up your laptop? I'm like, no, I got it. Thank you.
What, like, what's your email address? Yeah. Sarah Clow. Oh, and I got my mom.
I was so nervous. I gave them my own email and I was like, I just forwarded everything.
So Sarah's Apple ID is forever hooked up to Sophie Ford's.
Is it really?
No, I just gave them my email for all their like Apple Care and receipts and shit. And I'm like, I'll just forward that to Sarah. And then I go to put in her card and she gives me her PIN and I'm like, I've got this. Put in the PIN. It's like, oh, you've got the wrong PIN. I was like, fuck. I can't do this. And Maddie's gone at this point and I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, do you have the card on your phone? I was like, no. Just let's try the physical card one more time. Put it in. Gets declined again. And I was like, no, oh, whatever. I'll just use my own money. This one's on me, Sarah.
So she's bought Sarah a laptop. I reckon Sarah's done it on purpose, giving you the wrong PIN code just so she can get it. That is amazing.
And then they hid from me when I came out of the Apple shop, knowing I'm nervous and sweaty. And they're like, now touch your nose. Turn around in a circle.
She's standing
and I'm like,
in the shop.
What's going on?
Everything I said is great.
Oh my God.
I'm sensing some coercive control here. That's a crime now,
you
guys.
Need a stage.
Oh, yeah. So I was listening to Sweet Bobby.
Oh, yes, I have.
Should we keep going or is that enough story time?
Let's go one more.
One more
to finish up.
My mouth.
Which one do you pick?
There's so many options. So many options. No, I feel like this one will get a great laugh out of Maddie Ibs. Sorry, Proud. You're going to have to sit through it again. I don't know how to frame this, but I've never, ever, ever seen Sophie so angry before in my life. Ever. She was I've got videos. She was air punching. She
was on rage.
She was raging.
Tell me rage against the machine.
Talk to me, baby girl.
Tell about the rage day.
I had something on in the morning and then I had to go.
No, we were at the women's.
Oh, yes. We were at the International Women's Day lunch, which major slay. Anyways, didn't get home till like 1:32, and my dad was like, "Can you
1:32 or 1:30 slash
1:30 slash?
You know,
two.
I like details in a story.
Anyway,
no,
so
we
I was
got
like,
home later than that. Did we?
Did we? Maybe.
Guys,
oh, yeah.
If we're gonna tell
like
a story, let's get
guys respectfully.
No, the timing is important. The details are important.
Sorry. Okay.
Because she only has an hour and a half to her next event.
Anyway, we know how much I hate small talk, so I'm already tired because I didn't really get paired up. Oh, I got paired up with Tegan and Lily, but got a small talk at the table at the lunch. So I'm like, I just want to go home and do nothing.
But I'm sorry, not very good at small talk. That's all you do.
No, I talk. I don't small talk.
Yeah, big talk.
Good shit. Anyway.
Just okay, continue.
She likes yapping
anyway,
to people she knows.
Yeah. So my dad was like, can you please pick up this package for me? It's near like the post office in Newington. And I was like, okay, whatever. I park in the post office.
But she's got a dinner to get to.
Yeah, I've got this UNSW Blues Awards I have to go to and get ready for. Slay. And the event starts at 6:30. Mm-hmm. It's like 3:30 at this point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I go to the post office, line up for half an hour to get to the front and they go,
"This is gonna
we don't
me.
Have your package." And I was like, what do you mean you don't have my package? They're like, do you have a tracking number? And I was like, this is all my dad sent me. I'm sorry. I don't have anything else for you.
I'm just a girl.
Standing in front of the cashier telling them I want my package.
And they were like, oh, I think your package is across the road. And then I was like, what the fuck? Anyway.
Across the road?
Yeah, at this random fountain store. I'm picking up a fountain. A little portable fountain. What a piece of shit this is anyway.
Sophie, I'm just going to actually point out something that you've got terribly wrong.
that when you just told us the story about where your dad said it was, he said near the post office in Newington.
Ooh. Yes. Which he also pointed Maddie out
proud.
To me. He said, I told you to park in the post office and go across the road. I said, okay, well, so I heard post office and assumed I was picking up a package, so sorry.
So close. You're the problem.
Okay, they're close. Anyway.
Then I look at the door and it says, if you want to pick up your delivery, you have to go around the back to the roller door. So I'm like, everyone's looking at me in my little Suzuki Swift. I'm with all these big trucks.
Don't diss the Suzuki Swift. That's come from a good home.
I love the Suzuki Swift. Just saying, it's not exactly the car you'd want to be taken on the... when everyone's looking at you in their trucks and stuff like that.
You should have taken the Amarok.
Anyway, the roller door's shut, so I go back to the front and it says, ring this number if unattended. So I ring the number and then I was like, hey, I've got a package to pick up. And they said, no, you don't. And I said, yes, I do.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Not the gaslighting.
They said, no, you don't have a package. And I said, well, on the email here, it says the package has been ready to pick up since the 28th of February, so it's ready. And they said, this is the 7th of March, by the way. And they said, what's the tracking number? And I give them the tracking number and they say, oh, yeah, your package is ready to pick up. And I said, wonderful. So,
wunderbar.
What I wanted
where is
to say.
It? And they said, well, why'd you call this number? And I said, because your roller door's closed and my package is ready to be picked up. And they said, did you read the sign? And I said, yeah, it says that you're closed until the 2nd of March. And they said, did you read it properly? And I said, it says you're closed on the 2nd of March. And they said, we're closed until the following Saturday. So you're going to have to come back and pick it up. And he was like, I'm overseas anyway, so I can't help you. And I was like, this mofo. Anyway.
Oh my God, the sass.
I know, right? Get back in my car, ring my dad. And I was like,
she's raging. Actually,
don't want to hear a word from you. But your stupid package isn't ready to be picked up. He was like, okay, just saying you had ample time before now to pick up your package. And I was like, I will see you later tonight. I drove home.
Salt wound.
So angry. And I got home and just had a rage.
She only has 15 minutes to get ready.
I only have 15 minutes to get ready. And then I'm like, only know one person at the Blues Awards, which I'm like, please, please, please tell me I'm sitting at their table. I am not sitting at their table because I am sitting at the big person's table, small talking with the vice chancellor.
Oh,
he was actually really nice, but
just in case he's listening,
did you tell him about your day? Talk.
No, I did not, because my dad was sitting there,
who you couldn't look at. You could not look at your
dad. Go pick up your stupid package yourself, and then he goes, "I'll pick it up so it doesn't hassle you." Who ends up picking it up a week later?
This guy,
me.
I didn't know you ended up getting it.
Was it?
Yeah, she said that after the training. Day, you
got smooth it. Sailing. I'm getting that stupid package. Yes. Well, I had to ring them again, and I was like,
"Was it the same guy?"
I've got my stupid package is ready.
And they're it's like, the following Saturday.
Yeah, it is. Come to the rolling door.
Pleasure doing business with you, Matthew. I've got a side question about what Sophie just said. We discussed this the other day about how she sat next to the vice chancellor. So that makes you think, oh, who's the chancellor? Fun fact, there is no chancellor. Why is a vice chancellor called a vice chancellor and why is he the big dog? Like, you don't have the president and then the vice president being the president. It's like saying the vice captain is actually the captain.
What does vice mean?
Vice means like second, doesn't it?
No, but like, is it like, you know,
well, vice
Latin
is
for
what's
something.
My vice? What is my vice? So a chancellor, oh.
That's right. So there is a chancellor.
No, there's not. There's not, because the vice chancellor is the head. Yeah, why is the head of university called a vice chancellor? Unless it's certain...
Can we look up the origins of vice? Etymology? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, the etymology.
I am a reader!
Did they talk about that in Fourth Wing?
No, not at all.
Etymology of vice is...
Wow, this dragon book's got big words.
It's Latin.
I told you Latin.
But what does it actually mean? Comes from Latin, where the meaning in place of, instead of. So that's what I mean, like instead of, your second
back up.
Your 2IC. But you're not at a uni. Anyway, any vice chancellors out there listening, let us know what you think and why you thought that.
I'm glad we got. So, guys, just before this podcast, Maddie Proud goes, I want to eat dinner at a really good time tonight. Can we please rein it in? Next minute, hey, why is there a vice chancellor and no chancellor? And then I said to you, when you said that, Dex, I said, oh, yeah, we'll turn her to rein it in and keep it tight. It's bitch.
I don't know why I said that, but I think I more meant with, like, the pre and post chit chat, like, when we're
we're on for the body, but otherwise it was more trying to find the headphone jack, and I knew that we knew where it was today. Guys listening at home, we knew where it was.
All right, I think you've given us some beautiful stories. We'll give you a second to catch your breath before we actually rip into you.
Oh, yay.
All right, Sophie Fawns, it was really lovely of you to offer to come in to you today, but we're going to flip it on its head and we're going to roast you. We think you need a little bit of an intervention.
Okay, you're going to cop it more now.
Turn on. She's actually the nicest one to me in the house.
Thank you. I tell Sarah to stop it.
Yeah, and Ali. Ali claimed that I bully her. I am the victim.
You've got a very heavy victim mentality right now.
All right, well, we've each got a little qualm.
Jeez.
We've each got a little qualm to pick with you, and we'll let you, you know.
You can try and fight your way out of it.
Maddie Turner, as fellow housemate of Sophie Fawns, I would like you to begin.
Oh, am I getting to start?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this one's like, I feel like a Gen, what are you?
Gen Z.
You are so Gen Z.
But guys, no, she's Gen Z. We live in Australia. The letter is Z, not Z.
The eye roll on her.
Oh, an eye roll. Sophie. Respect your elders.
Gen Z are 12 to 27 years old. I'm a millennial.
We're Gen Z.
I'm not Gen Z. I'm 28.
Oh my God, we're 28.
Guys, we're millennials. Okay, I've never realised how big some of these age gaps are. Like, we share a millennial status with 43-year-olds. I've never felt older.
Oh, I just forgot how old.
No offence, 2043. Whereas Sophie shares her category with 12-year-olds.
All right.
Seems right.
Go on, turn. Let's go.
I feel like this is definitely a Gen Z thing.
Thank you, Maddie.
You're welcome. So you've got a doctor's appointment. Can you make it? Can you call up and book it? Can you order online if you want some food? Can you order on the phone? Sophie cannot. And.
What?
This was the roast.
Sorry, we're getting a point at Maddie.
Sophie's ordered a tuna sandwich and she gets given chicken. She's just going to eat it. She's not going to give it
a honey.
You're not going to be like, oh, sorry, I actually ordered this.
I'm actually allergic, but I'll still just eat it.
Yeah.
No, I would eat it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, just stand up for yourself. You get what you want.
It happened to me once.
Oh. Oh my God, I remember this. I remember this.
What?
At Lotus. And you got given a tofu.
This happened a lot.
I got given a tofu baguette when I ordered a crispy pork, but I was like, oh, well, just,
you could
I'll
not get
it.
Two more polar opposite orders than
I'm
a.
That
at school once, I ordered a chocolate thick shake and they gave me a banana milkshake and I just drank it.
Like, stand up for yourself.
Oh, I was like, I'm not going
to
take
it. To be fair, Ali also does it. Like, I've had to take her meal back for her and be like, I'll sort it out. So I feel like it's an age issue.
I think it depends on mood I'm in as well as to whether I can be bothered with. But if it's something big like that, 100% I would take it back.
You're not having a tofu roll.
Absolutely.
I have to get my protein in that.
Booking things, I'm like, smart. I would call. I think for me, it's like, yeah, I don't love phone calls with like randoms.
Yeah.
But then I'm still that person that will always answer like a random phone number. Although I've now got nervous because I used to always answer the phone, hello, Maddie speaking, but now if it's like someone scamming you, they steal your voice. But like, I always get really angry at Daniel because he's so bad on his phone. That, like, so I'll be with him and his phone will be lighting up that someone's calling him. But like, if he's not in the right, like, frame of mind, in the right mood, or like just doesn't fit into his day, he just will watch it and be like, I'll call them back.
No, whereas, I get that.
But I get so much like, I'm that type of person. If someone texts me, I just can't let the message sit there. Like, as in, I can if it's like intentional, as in like, oh, I'll just reply to them. But if it's like they're asking me a question that's quite pressing, I'm like, I can't just be that person that lets it sit there because I get so much guilt over not calling him back or not replying.
Yeah, I get the message thing, but I feel like on the phone thing, I'm happy to be like, oh, don't feel like talking. But the whole booking a thing or like calling up to order food.
The booking thing's ridiculous.
Alrighty. Let's go on the website and do that booking.
Yeah, thank God there's online booking. What would you have done without it?
Not go out.
Oh, online booking is life-changing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Sophie, just remember that the more practice ordering this way, the less anxious you'll feel. That's what Matthew's
going
for.
I will take stuff back, though, if it's completely wrong.
You know what I think it is, though? Is because Katie will happily ring someone, and I think it's because I would always be like,
you're a liar.
Katie, do you want to, like, go up and just order my meal too? Mm. Or something like that. And now I can't do anything.
She's created.
She's created a monster.
She can't even go to the bathroom by herself.
Pardon?
Hey.
Sorry?
At the pub.
That was... Well, they were confused because literally 2 nights later I went to Freddie.
That's what I was about
to say.
I was like, you've got this raging independence and then this raging dependence.
I just can't keep up with it. She was like, can someone like show me where the toilets are? We're like, we've never been here. Just like find it. She was like, no, can someone come with me? Sarah had to go stand there and point where the toilets were and walk into there.
I was very afraid because the pub was extremely busy.
You went to Freddie again.
Listen, the pub was extremely busy, but it was all with people my age. And I was like, don't look at me. I just want someone to come to the with me. No, so it's not.
So it was less, it was worse because they were your same age or better?
Because I know, like, well, you replied to my story. But as in, I know a lot of people in Wollongong and I didn't want any of them to see me. So I was like, someone come with me so I can just beeline it straight to the toilet. You know, instead of standing there and like, where's the toilet?
I didn't know you were a popular icon.
A woman about Wollongong? No, that was like I paid Sophie out because really, she put up a close story being like, Wollongong friends, why is Wollongong so busy tonight? And I wrote back like, oh, hi, I'm Sophie and I have enough categories of friends to shout out just to a particular group of friends at a particular point in time.
Because everyone in Wagga goes to Wollongong.
But yeah, it just confused me. It's polar opposites. Like, can't do that. We can go to a concert alone.
Oh my God, Nat Bass is from Wollongong.
No way. I love her.
Emma McKeon, Slay.
Oh, Slay.
Brett Lee.
Adam Demos, he's the one that's from Sex Life, the TV show. Have you guys seen that?
No.
No.
It's a great show.
Oh, shock horror.
And he's also in that one that's about, oh, Emma McKeon? Did we already discuss that?
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, Brett Lee. God, this is great.
Can we just go on from that when she was shocked that, I mean, what did you say? Maddie said Sex Life and you said I hadn't seen it. Classic.
Oh, yeah, this is my problem with you.
Oh, yes.
I've learned this a week ago and it's been grinding my gears, Sophie Fawns. Yeah. Why have you not seen anything culturally significant?
I don't
know. So, all right, I'm going to give like five movies.
Okay,
ready?
No one's ever seen
Twilight.
No.
Titanic.
No.
Slumdog Millionaire.
No.
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
Harry Potter.
No.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
Any Batman film.
No.
Any Marvel film.
Yes.
But how many?
Most of them.
Oh, so she's a Marvel girl.
I haven't watched Dirty Dancing.
The Notebook.
I did watch The Notebook.
Okay,
yes.
Good girl.
For school.
No.
Coach Carter.
Yeah, that was for school.
Remember the Titans.
That was for school. Watched that shit
Billy
like
Elliot.
Times. No.
Avatar.
No.
E.T.
E.T., yeah.
Yeah, I've watched E.T.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
We're going through now. I haven't seen some of these. But this is my thing, like, you. Oh, The Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah. Disney, I feel like you're covered.
True.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you know all these like memes and vines and all that sort of stuff. I feel like you spend a lot of time like online.
Yeah, online. Wait, I don't watch TV though.
Do you not like crave to be like, oh, you know what I really should see? Like,
this is also another. Ghost. I'm just going to jump on it because she's been quoting, what do you call it?
Jemai.
Some Heights High. Yeah.
But I'm like, you wouldn't have seen that because of your age. She's like, yeah. And I was like,
so watching
TikTok doesn't count. But she's quoting
it
as if she's seen
count.
It.
I have I say kid, but he's like 22 and he works in our team. And we're talking about Jonah or quoting something from Jonah. And then we were like, oh, how, and my boss and I, who are the same age, were like, oh, Summer Heights High, the best, blah, blah, blah. And we were like looking it up, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, that's the kid from Jonah. And we said, no. That kid from Summer Heights High.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Stop it. You got it reversed. You've got it in reverse.
I know. I don't know.
Do you
want
to go
to
the movies?
What if I sent you a list?
I live for the reaction of, it's so much better when people are like, have you seen this? And you say no and they're like, oh. That's so much better than watching the movie.
But you don't know that because you don't know the movie.
Exactly. Exactly, Maddie.
Yeah. Fight me. What if I sent you a list?
I've got a list. I just haven't watched anything. The last time I literally watched something was in December on the flight to Malaysia. And that was because I had nothing else to
do. Do you like going to the movies?
We actually went to the movies.
We went to Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
we went to the movies like three or four times.
See, she loved that. She
You're
sung
wasting
the whole
your time.
Time
watching that shit.
Why?
She sung the whole time.
Broadway.
My name is Regina George.
Don't get her started. She doesn't start.
All right, Maddie Proud, what's your beef?
Well, my beef with Sophie is actually, I'm just saying this because it's on the list, but I am actually the biggest culprit of it because I actually had to text Maddie Turner today and correct myself. Is like, and I do feel like this is quite a universal thing, but like claiming that you've lost something when you've simply just misplaced it.
Okay, that Guzman's voucher was missing for literally 4 months.
Okay, so she goes,
I said I've lost it.
Oh no, I've lost my socks. And we're like, is it in your room? Nah. 5 minutes later, found them. Like a daily occurrence.
I did find I was worse at it when I lived with you girls because they say it was like a training top that I couldn't see. Like,
there's no way it could have been my fault. Like, one of the girls would have had to have taken it. Like, and because we all had so many things that were similar, so many similar, like, socks, tops, all that stuff. It's like, oh, well, no, it couldn't possibly be that it's fallen down the back of my cupboard. It has to be that one of the girls took it.
One of my girls, I've temporarily misplaced my lip gloss. No, I've lost it.
Real talk, has anyone ever finished a lip balm?
No.
No. Yes, lip balm.
I've never finished lip balm.
I always lose them. Always. Sunnies as well. I feel like I lose sunnies often as well.
It's more that you just use it too frequently. I'm like, just, you know.
That Guzman's voucher was missing for literally
months. Okay, what about the other thing?
And we had all searched my room.
What about the other thing that you lost?
What else did I lose?
The money. You're like, I've lost it. I've lost it. It's gone.
Was she English in this?
Yeah. Help me. I'm poor.
Lisa, I want more.
What money?
From Chinese New Year.
Oh, my gosh. My that was an overreaction.
That was an overreaction.
Yeah. No, well, it had a lot of money in it. I had lost my ung pao, which is like for Chinese New Year, you get given like money from your parents as like good prosperity and wealth for the year. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'd gotten mine from my dad and my grandparents. And it's all in like one pouch together. And I put it on the table and then picked it up, but can't remember where I put it. And I was like, I've literally just lost all this money. I don't know where it's gone. I couldn't find it for ages. Hang on,
and she hasn't left the house at this point. Like, she was.
No, we'd gone to Burwood.
It's the ghosts.
No, the ghosts. Don't.
And I, couldn't find it anywhere. And then, where were we?
She rewears the pants. It was a away trip.
Oh, they're always in the back pocket. They're always in the back pocket.
We went on an away trip somewhere and I took out my pants and I was like, guys, my ung pao, I found it.
That's an expensive pair of pants.
They're in a pocket.
Oh, it was at camp.
That's happened to me once.
In Sydney.
Like, I had the biggest freak out. I'm such a, it's like when we went to buy our place, you had to do this thing like through getting the like approval was that they have to get like access to your bank accounts to be able to get like the pre-approval. Blah, blah. Anyway, it was through our accounts and like you do this log on process through this portal thing and it tells you like not to log back onto your own bank account like within a certain number of minutes, something just so it can refresh. But I had my bank account up at the time we were doing it so that I could know the details. Anyway, it's about a 10-minute block where then when I went back into it, it said $0 in all of my accounts. And I am sitting there on the couch, like, crying. And Dad was like, it's going to be fine. Like, just give it a few minutes. Like, it said that you could do that. And I'm like, yeah, all my money's gone. What am I doing? Like, literally hysterical. And then little did I know, 5 minutes later, all refreshed.
It wasn't lost.
My trillions of dollars came back into my bank account.
Okay, so I think you've copped it enough. So how about we wrap up your intervention? Would you like that?
Yeah, thank you.
We'll do a saging afterwards as well, just to cleanse you of all of it.
Okay, gang, gains, instructions and goals, speed round, so we say.
Because there's, in inverted commas, five of us.
There's five of us. Maddie Proud, start us off with your obstruction.
Oh, okay, my obstruction is fake tanning. As in fake tanning is back and it's such a process and I tanned for Sammy's wedding and so now I want to tan for Team Girls Cup. We'll get to Sammy's wedding. That's all right. We'll get there. We'll get there. Just like, yeah, the scrubbing, the effort, like it actually consumes a lot of my thoughts. And then it's like the back and forth. Am I going to tan? Am I not going to tan? How am I going to get it off? How am I going to get it on? And I'm currently got it off and I'm going to have to try and get it on by tomorrow. So that's another issue. Get it off and get it on. Sorry.
Shall be
fair. Tan! You said it. Sorry. Okay.
My obstruction is Ali and I didn't pick out HelloFresh meals this week.
Oh my God, I feel like I've heard this before.
Standard. Yeah, you hear it every week because we never pick it. So we've just got the standard meals, which is actually quite depressing sometimes.
I feel like sometimes they're okay.
Okay, Matthew's going to join us for the first time in the podcast with his fake voice.
With his beautiful voice that my mum loves.
What's your obstruction today?
Pardon? No, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but J-Lo's got a new doco coming out, but she's getting slammed for the carry-on and it's making it very hard for me to support her.
I did see the scene with her and Ben Affleck about her autobiography or whatever.
But she's sitting there as well.
She it's the stuff where she's like, I take my hair out and it takes me back. Yeah, someone else just 16 in the Bronx. And people are like, the block is the victim at this point.
And people who knew her and went to school, they were kind of like, you weren't like this. We don't like you. Stop it.
No,
stop bringing us into
J-Lo,
it.
J-Lo, really come cringe. On.
But I'm really having to separate the artist from the art now. She hasn't lost me yet, but
stay strong.
That's a really good obstruction.
That is fantastic.
My obstruction, it kind of similar to yours, Maddie Proud. this week I have been so brave and I have, for the first time in months, I can't tell you how long, I have not fake tanned.
Woo!
And my God, have I looked like an ill child out of like the plague. I am translucent. I shouldn't be allowed near planes. I will blind pilots. It is so foul. Every day I'm like, go to leave for the office and I look at myself, I'm like, what's wrong? Oh.
That's
your,
wrong. Have you seen the thing on TikTok where it's like my toxic trait is thinking that like having my scaly fake tan looks better than being pale? And like, I'm convinced that having like half patches of tan on me is better than being pale.
I've got one more day, one more night, and then I'm back in my tan.
I wish if I could invent one thing, it would just be like that I could click and my tan would be off 100%. And then click and my tan would be on.
100%. Make a product.
I don't know if that exists.
My second one, sorry, I'm having two here, is because
greedy.
Our local postman is being a
obstruction
bastard. And that might sound unfair, but do you know what else is unfair? Telling me that you've attempted to deliver a package when you haven't. Because, my God, this has happened to me twice in 2 weeks. I have been home and my friend is sending me a text saying, oh, it's at the local post office because I tried to deliver it to you and you weren't there. Girl, I was there. And today, Matthew was there too. So, and also the post office itself. let's get into it. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Oh, God, you sound like Sophie.
Wait. Yeah, when.
How is that convenient?
And never open, only certain ones open on Saturdays till like 12. I know, I know. No wonder they're going out of fashion. God.
Sorry, this is a speed round. I'll leave it there.
Okay. My objection, Sophie, can also relate to this one, is they're building, rebuilding, knocking down the house behind us, and so loud. And they obviously start at 7 a.m. when noise like restrictions like stop, whatever. So, you know, the sleep in just hasn't happening.
Doesn't help. It's horrible. Mm. Sorry, I've got one more quick obstruction.
Wow, we're really
great. Because last week at trivia, we always go to trivia on Tuesdays at the pub down the street from ours because it's schnitty night and we're so excited, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I invited Maddie.
Okay, well, you're in, but the schnitty deal has stopped.
Oh, and they so don't know stupid. When it stopped because they thought they were getting
we
it.
We thought we were, like, how long has this been going on for? Because, like, you know, you just go up and pay and you really don't even look because we just order the same thing every time. But, like, Jenna comes like, she's like, that just cost me $62. I was like, for two barmies, it's normally like $15. I know. So we weren't happy. So now I'm like, okay, we can either go back to the same one or we can go to a different one that's got a barmy deal.
In this economy?
I know. Start the car.
Let's do our gains.
Okay, my gains. Sorry, we touched on it before and we're going to touch on it properly, but we'll try and do another episode. It's Sammy's wedding. It was just beautiful, the best day. Sam was the best bride, was not at all a bridezilla, was so relaxed. It was actually just really nice as well because she stayed at mine the night before and so the next morning waking up and she was FaceTiming everyone from back home and kind of just like realizing how special it was that it was in Sydney and here and even like we had her mum up on like a tripod while like she was getting ready and stuff. So her mum was really involved. And even just like a different like cultured wedding, like Trini wedding, we had all these dances. It was a full like routine that they would do, like the pastor and the DJ that were all hilarious. And yeah, just getting insight into sort of Sam's world, but also seeing her so happy. It was beautiful. One of the best days.
I heard a few tears shed. Sophie Fawns.
I just love everyone so much. Sam looks so beautiful.
I'm standing up there and Maddie Turner, and like, as in like when Sam's walking down the aisle, I was standing up there and I'm looking down and there's like only two people in the front row.
Okay, wait, can I just say, with the front row, we did have friends, but they moved
back.
We
did have friends and they left us.
But it was more just like, I've then looked down and it's just Maddie and Sophie and they're holding hands because Sophie's like crying.
Can I say, Sophie was holding my hand.
Yeah. I was actually surprised Turner let me hold it for so long, to be honest.
To be honest, there's a moment I was like, I actually can't feel my fingers.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're getting a bit sweaty now.
Oh, that's so good.
Right.
What's your game, Sophie Fawns?
This is why we stopped roasting you.
My game was also Sammy getting married, but I'm also very excited to be playing real netball this weekend.
Yay!
Thank God.
Slay. Mic turn.
It was smooth. I like it. What is mine? Not as great as that, but just a nice sleep in today, no work, and a big house clean.
Beautiful. It's the simple things in life, isn't it, Matthew?
No weddings, just that.
The simple pleasures.
My gain, we touched on it very early, but it is my reading in the book. I've got an escapism right now and I'm enjoying it and I'm proud of myself that I've read so much. But I don't want to run out now. I said to Turner,
don't run out. Second one.
I wanted books for like when I go away.
Yeah, but I have stuff. Don't worry. More.
You will never have a shortage. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
There's always enough books in the world.
My gain, Sam's wedding, beautiful. We definitely should have her on to talk about it.
Yes.
Because that'd be a fun time. But my other one is that you guys are actually doing, reading, listening to my recommendations. So.
Oh, we are. Yes. Sweet Bobby.
Yeah. We trust you. We actually trust your judgment.
She recommended Sweet Bobby on the Thursday.
That was from Taylor Fraser. I'm up to episode four. Oh my God, we need to have a Sweet Bobby debrief next week as well, because I've got so many questions and I want to know what you would have done.
Finish it, because I did it the next
I'm up to, I've got to the part where it's like all been revealed. I called it. I knew it was her. I knew it was her.
I said it to her too.
Yeah, okay, we'll debrief on that later once I've fully finished the episode.
But that's a nice little thank you.
Maddie, we trust you. We trust your judgment. My goal is very simple, and it's not to have any nightmares about ghosts or saging today. Because I'm just like a bit scattered over that.
Yeah, sorry. My goal is to start watching One Day on Netflix, because I've been saying for three weeks.
Okay, no, you could have started Titanic or Grease or anything.
That's too long.
Yeah, they actually are half an hour episodes and I loved it.
But
I loved
One Day
it.
Is like 45 minute episodes and there's like 20 episodes.
No. They're half an hour episodes and there's 10
no,
of them.
No, they're a bit longer.
Yeah.
No, there's more than 10. There is at least 14.
Well, but no, they're like 35 minutes, I reckon.
I don't think I've ever actually completed a Netflix series now that I think about it. Oh. I haven't finished One Tree Hill yet.
Having ADHD.
Or Glee. Oh, wait.
14 episodes. Well done. We met halfway.
And I haven't
finished. Have you seen Friends?
Not a lot of episodes.
Oh, you
no.
make. What's your
the
resistance?
The resistance. The resistance.
Our goal is to get some use out of the gym membership that I have.
So that could be a new moneymaker.
Kind of been scared. Because it ain't the face. Is that what you're saying? Thanks.
You've just been throwing people under the bus.
It's your voice, your moneymaker. We know that.
Also, I was just sick for the length of February, as I think we discussed maybe last week, my cough being an obstruction.
At least
someone.
It's a short month.
Oh, I know, right? But then in that time, as I was starting to come good towards the end, I've actually, with the vigorous coughing I've done, pulled a muscle, intercostal muscle.
Stop
so
it.
Now if I cough or sneeze, it hurts so bad on my side.
Sophie's lost it.
And it's like the recommendation is, you know, rest and don't do stuff. So I went,
you
okay.
don't have to tell him.
I know, I was like, all right, sure, fine, I'll lay down. And it's just getting a bit stir crazy. And I've got a really sore hip now from sitting still.
Yeah, that's fair. We can get you some mobility exercises.
If Matthew does one thing well, it's rest and day off.
I thought you were going to say
complain. I was like, what?
No, that's my thing.
So.
My goal, simple, keep up the reading.
Love it.
I'm probably going to be finished the book next week.
I fully support this goal. Sarah Cloud's also reading, so you can have a cute little book club going.
Oh, you got her into it. Fine.
Yes, finally. I know.
Zenobia works hard, but you work harder.
I know, but it's only because five other people end up suggesting it to her. And then she took, I was like, are you kidding me? I've been preaching this for a while.
It's so true.
Anyway, my goal is to watch Twilight with Sophie by the end of the weekend.
Yes.
This weekend?
Yeah.
We've got two games on Saturday.
Yeah, downtime.
You know what?
That'd be a good wind down.
Sophie's literally getting her calendar up right now.
You won't regret it,
Monday.
Sophie. Can I lock you in? Do I need a calendar invite?
Yeah, I'll send you one.
Well, it shouldn't be a chore. It should not be a chore.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, you guys just said tentative for my birthday.
We did that on purpose because, Sophie, you sent me a calendar invite in March to your birthday in November and I was sitting on the physio bed next to Maddie Turner and I was like, is she for real? And then she goes, I'm going to say maybe. And I said, so am I.
Don't worry, Sarah, we'll decline it completely.
She did decline it in front of my face. The reason is because I said, sorry, I can't multitask. I'm trying to invite Maddie Turner to a Twilight thing. Okay, done. Invite sent. It's because everyone's going on holiday because November's apparently everyone's only month off. So I said, I got to start booking people in now.
I'll probably still go on holiday.
Wow. It's my 21st. I turned up to your 30th.
Turned up. Sophie, of course I'll be there.
What did you want to say to finish up?
Sorry for roasting you, Sophie, but also perfect podcasts don't exist.